Mr. Lovewell is performed by Mercy Me. Stress, particularly in the minority community and the low-income community, definitely has its impact. I was mentioning that good health isn't equally distributed. Socioeconomic status, race, ethnicity, all this affects health status and is associated with substantial disparities in health outcomes across the lifespan. Stress-related illnesses and injuries are estimated to cost the U.S. more than $300 per year? Would you say stress-related? Stress-related. Now, we're only talking about stress-related illnesses, stress-related injuries. How much is it costing us dollars and cents each year? Would you believe $300 billion from accidents, absenteeism, employee turnover, lowered productivity, direct medical, legal, and insurance costs? People with lower incomes definitely report more severe, but not more frequent. Not more frequent, but more severe stress and having had more traumatic events in their childhood. African Americans and U.S.-born Hispanics also report more stress than their non-Hispanic white counterparts, stemming in part from exposure to discrimination and a tendency to experience more violent, traumatic events inside and outside the home. Speaking of discrimination, though, where do you think it comes from? The stress that people of color experience, where does it come from? In other words, who causes that stress? Who is responsible for the discrimination that produces so much more stress for people of color than for white people? Well, certainly racists, right? White racists in particular. I usually make a distinction between members of the white community and a white racist when we have conversations like this, because I know there are a lot of people who say that everyone is racist. I know that. I've heard that many, many times. I've heard a lot of people say, even more particularly, that all white people are racist. And just looking at the connotation of the word racist, just looking at the connotation now, it seems that very often meanness, violence, a desire to harm is what are the kinds of meanings and connotations that I attach to racism. I know some people think about preference and they say, well, everybody has a preference. And of course, a lot of people prefer to be around people who are like them. So for some people, being around people who are like them means being around people whose skin color is like their own. And of course, we know that that can be true of any ethnicity of people. Any ethnicity can be more comfortable, can have a preference for being around people who have their same type of skin color. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're racist. Doesn't necessarily mean that they want other people whose skin color is different to be harmed, hurt, dogged, oppressed. Discrimination. Preference. Some people prefer to be around people who have the same political views that they have. And they may not have a desire not only to directly hurt members of other races, members of other political worldviews, but they may actually want to see a lot of people do well. Discrimination. We talked about discrimination along the color line, so let's look on the color line some more. I truly believe that not all white people have it out for people of color, particularly the black race. I also believe, as we're talking about colors, that not all members of the communities of color, including the black race or the black ethnicity, black group, whatever you want to call, have the best interest of all black people at heart. You think about, start with the family. And the family member who abuses other family members, they don't have those family members' best interests at heart. How about going outside the family and people who make it their business to develop policy and that are enacted into law, signed into law, laws that are designed to make life miserable for poor people and the middle class? Well, it might be argued that, well, maybe they're just after one particular group or subgroup within that. Maybe so. But discrimination, where it comes, it can cause problems, serious problems. And so we definitely want to look at ways that stress can be reduced. And one of the things that we can do is see if we discriminate or encourage discrimination. Whatever we can do to help the situation. Because when we talk about helping the situation, we're really talking about helping people. There you go. Stress. It can lead to mental problems. Stress can lead to health problems. How many of you, when you were little, used to hear people talk about stress and how bad it could be? And they would say, hey, you know what? Stress can get so bad that it can eat a hole in your stomach. Anyone here? Anyone say that when you were young children?